I mean, one of the things that immediately springs to mind when Elvis goes down, obviously, beyond when you start thinking about what you're going to do without him, is you obviously have that experience as an outside linebacker. And I know they're not right now thinking about it. You know, that's something that's going to be determined. But you feel like, is that something, if in a pinch you needed to go back to that outside spot and play out there, you know, you could do that and help the team?
Absolutely. When Coach McDaniels got here, he stood up in front of and told everyone that this team is about versatility, being able to play more than one position. And so at this point, we've got Jarvis Moss out there, who we have a lot of faith in. But if the time comes, say if something happens to another outside linebacker and they call my number, I'll definitely be ready and go out there and give it what I got.
Did you think last night it was this bad?
No, man. I actually prayed last night that it wasn't. You know, you have a roster, you build depth to replace situation, but obviously everyone knows it's hard to replace a guy that gives you 17 sacks. So, you know, that's a big number. It's a blow to our defense, but, you know, that's what we practice for. That's what camp for. That's what the draft's for, and that's why you have a depth chart.
Has anyone spoken to him?
Yeah, we've spoken to him, and you know, nobody hates this more than Elvis. He hates him more because he was expecting to, you know, do big things this year himself. But you know, there's the opportunity that hopefully that he can come back and play. Our job is to, when he comes back, give him several games, several opportunities to continue to play in the season.
Personally, is your preference inside or outside?
Man, right now, I'm going where they want me, man. I think I have the ability to contribute inside and out.
When you look at this team, I mean, you've been hit at spots that are like, you know, a lot of times you can just plug and play at different positions, but left tackle, running back, now Elvis, the sack. I mean, it's been tough where you've been hit with these injuries. I mean, how tough is, you know, kind of the spots that you've
been hit? Obviously, you know, once again, you know, when you come to training campus, it's preparation for the season, and to not have Noshon, to not have Carrell, and now to lose Elvis and a couple other guys that we have down, man, obviously it hurts our team in preparation. But once again, that's why we pick up guys in free agency. That's why we have depth chart. That's why we go through the draft. And at that opportunity, one man's loss should become another man's gain.
You mean
in
as
game,
a,
what do you have to do differently on the out, on the inside versus the outside?
Just more read, more involved in everything on the defense. I have to, unlike the quarterback of the offense, you know, I have to get things lined up, and DJ helps make that job a little easier with his experience in there. And so it's just a matter of knowing that I have to be in on every single play now.
You mean to tell me, as a veteran of this team, that's all you're going to make the rookies do is roll around in the mud a little bit? That's it?
Nah, man, that's the beginning of it. Now it's starting to snowball down here, so, you know, everybody have your cameras ready here in the next few days.
Haircuts coming?
Huh?
Haircuts coming?
To be seen.
All right. Somebody lost the top of their
A lot has been made about the off seasons of guys like Jarvis Moss and Robert Ayers. It's kind of the silver lining of this whole situation that you have two guys on the outside that have put in so much work this offseason?
Absolutely, man. That's what you come to work for. You know, these guys, if you would have seen behind the scenes and saw these guys, the way they work, to be presented with the opportunity that they're presented with. And Robert has played tremendous so far in camp. And now Jarvis has the opportunity to prove his worth. And so we're wanting him to succeed, and we're wanting him to do his best. And we actually need him to do his best.
All right, thanks. To have these injuries not even a week into training camp, do you feel like there's a little bit of bad luck right now? Or?
Man, I don't think of bad luck. I'm a firm believer in, you know, what the Lord brings. I think everything happens for a reason. Maybe it's an opportunity for Jarvis to stand up, to keep his confidence, to, you know, rebuild his career. Maybe it's an opportunity for some other guys to shuffle around and get an opportunity to show what they can do. So, you know, it all happens. Trust me, I want Elvis to be playing as bad as anyone. And not only he wants to play more than I want him to play, but obviously that won't happen right now in the next couple months.
What kind of difference do you see in Jarvis and Robert Ayers from this year, from last year to this year?
Well, with Robert, just knowing what to do, just understand. He missed a lot of camp last year during the holdout, whether it was his call or his agent's call. He missed a lot of time. And, you know, as a rookie, that's a big curve. You already are behind the eight ball with the rookie curve and learning the NFL defenses. And so he got started slow, and things didn't come the way he really wanted to, because he's a competitor. But he made up his mind that he was going to be a contributor, a big contributor this year at that. And so far in camp, that looks like what he's doing. And with Jarvis, just about making the transition and understanding, you know, what he has to do at this point in his career. And I think he's up for the challenge, and he's definitely put in the work.
I do, yeah.
Thanks, Mario.
Thank you, Mario.
Thank you.